You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What'd you do yesterday?
I went and bought something. We talked about this in the trending report yesterday. Listen to the Velcro.
Adult diapers?
Listen. Hear that Velcro?
Oh, I saw your picture posted.
That,
that's right.
That there is a genuine 1980s Trapper Keeper.
Beautiful.
It's got like
open
the 80s.
Open it up. Let me see the
Look
inside.
At that. You got a little pocket here in the front for all your important notes. You know, about, you know, going to prom or whatever. And then you got two Trapper Keeper folders inside. Mm-hmm. And then, look at that, a clip to, you know, clip important paperwork in there.
Yeah.
All in clip. One convenient thing that Velcros shut.
Clip your legal pad in that thing.
And
it smells good,
too. It smells like elementary school.
Mm.
That's the best part.
What are you going to keep in yours?
I have no idea. I bought one for Nicole, too. And she, you know, I brought it home and she's like, rad. You know, she started talking all 80s, like all cute and everything. And then she's like, you should probably return that. I don't know what I'm going to do with it. And she's like, how much were they? I go, 10 bucks each. And she goes, $10 each. She's like, you can return mine.
Were they really like, 10 bucks?
Yeah, they're 10 bucks each. I'll use mine for work stuff. I'm going to keep some of my, you know, work paperwork in and scripts and stuff for endorsements and stuff. I'll use it here for sure. And it just looks cool. And the second thing is, yes, I had to go into the school supply aisle to buy this. And speaking
of
smells, you know it, don't you? All those new pens.
It's going to be back to school time in just a couple of weeks, right?
I know. They got everything out. So
do they already?
Everything is out. The store I was at, all the patio stuff is on clearance. And I may or may not have seen some boxes in the corner with Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Ready to rock. So that's a coming.
That's great.
Yep. So as soon as they clear out all the notebooks, you know all that stuff's going up.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. So there you go. Try not to be too jealous. All right, Dom?
All right.
We'll just keep that over here.
Yesterday, my wife walked in and said, you need to take a look at our mailbox.
Ooh.
Now, I had just been to the mailbox maybe 2.5-3 hours earlier, grabbed the mail out of there, went back into the house. I, for years and years and years and years, lived in a community where we had the community mailbox, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You go with the key and you get it out. So it's been kind of interesting to go back to a rural lifestyle where we actually have just a mailbox planted out there, you know, at the end of the driveway.
It's charming.
I like it, I got to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, I said, well, what's out there? And she pulled up a video to show me. And she had taken a video, and I had to go out and look. Now, you know how we tend to exaggerate numbers? People go, oh, there were thousands of something. I'm not exaggerating when I say, opened up the mailbox, and dashing around inside, minimum of 500 and maybe more, itsy bitsy tiny baby spiders.
Yuck.
I mean, an explosion of tiny. They were really small.
So they're little babies.
Little babies that had, and I had just been in there 3 hours earlier. Mm. So somehow the mama must have planted her egg sac somewhere nearby.
Or it's one of those things, because, you know, after they have the babies, the mom carries them all on her back. And then, like, I squished a spider on the driveway just 2 days ago, and all the babies went off the spider, and it was like all over the driveway.
I got news for you. No spider could have carried this many babies.
Really?
This was nasty. I'll have to find the video and send it to you.
So did you immediately set it on fire?
Okay, so this is interesting, all right, because we had a discussion about this, and I don't want to anger, you know, animal rights people and everything like that. I'm sorry. But we had a good 5-minute discussion about how we wanted to handle this, because we both felt terrible about killing that many spiders. We did, honestly.
Sure.
But at the same time, I can't have hundreds of spiders in my mailbox.
All over your mail and then your hand, and you don't know if they're poisonous. And
I just
you hose it down, right? Just take the hose to it?
No, worse than that.
Bug killer, huh?
Yeah, Gretchen went out with a bug killer or whatever. But it's like, I mean, we felt bad about it. But listen, right where we live out in the boonies, right? There are plenty of spiders to make up for it. It's not like we killed the entire...
It's going to be fine. Yes, it's going to be fine.
We didn't kill the entire population of spiders in North Georgia. They're still around, but just no longer camped out in my mailbox, using it as their, you know, their little camper trailer.
My biggest concern now is all the pesticides all over your mail that you're grabbing.
And we thought about that, too.
So now you have to hose it out.
So before the letter carrier arrives today, we're going to go out and either hose it out, or what we're going to do is take wet white things or whatever.
And wipe it down.
Wipe it down and stuff. But, dude, it was like something
I got to see the video,
It was like a horror movie.
I don't like this at all.
You want to see the video?
I do. I'm already,
tonight.
My legs are itching right now.